Ervin Perkei Mishnah Dalet Ein Modedin El Bechevel Shal Chamishim Ama. When they had to figure out where the tchum would end, they would only measure with a rope which was made out of flax. The Rav explains the rope had to be 50 amas, lepachas v'loyoser, no less, no more. Because if the rope is less, let's say it was a smaller sized rope, people would be stretching it, and their measurements would be too large. And also, you can't make it too large of a rope, too long, because if you make it too long, they won't pull it enough, and the measurements that you would make would be shorter. Therefore, it had to be exactly 50, and the Mefarshim explained that they would pull their strongest one away from each other, as strong as they possibly could. So this way, it's a straight line. V'lo yimdod ela keneged libo, and they would pull from their chest. This way, even if there was a small amount of height discrepancy between the two people that were holding the two ends of the ropes, it wouldn't be that different. So the ropes would be pretty much straight. Hayamoyded v'gil legai o legoder. The world is not a flat surface. So what would happen if they got to a valley or a fence? Mavlio. So what they could do is they would actually put the ropes like on poles. So then they would hold the poles over their heads. So for example, if let's say you had a fence, and the fence had a nice width. It had to be obviously less than 50 amos because that's the length of the rope. But then one guy would go to one side of the fence, one guy would go to the other side of the fence, or the valley. Now, the valley, if you would actually calculate steps, you would be walking more than 2,000 amas if you would count the perimeter of what you're walking, the amount of steps that you would take, because you have to calculate the steep valley that you're going down. Nevertheless, we don't count that. By Ervin, we're Makel, we just go straight, and we incorporate, even if it's a very deep valley, we incorporate all of that into the calculation. We don't count all of those steps. Rather, we look at it just like you're looking straight ahead, and we just ignore all of that depth. V'chozer l'midasa. But the Mishnah seems to be talking about another case, the Rav explains, where, let's say, you couldn't absorb it with a 50 amma rope. Let's say it was beyond 50 ammas. Let's say this wall was a very wide wall, or the valley was very wide, more than 50 ammas. Let's say you were calculating to the east. So you then look north and keep going north until you found a spot where the 50 amma rope could go eastward, 50 ammas. You would then calculate there and then come back and complete your calculation from where you started from. And the picture below should show that. Now, one thing that they had to be careful is when they would actually do such a thing, they had to make sure that when they would go north in that example, they couldn't go outside the tchum of the city, because if they would do that and people saw them measuring it, they would think that you're allowed to go outside of the tchum of the city. So you couldn't go too far north in that case to do the measurements themselves. Higia lahar, if they got to a mountain, mavlio v'chozel midasoy, same type of thing. You'd be mavlio, you'd put those ropes on the sticks. This is again assuming that the area is less than 50 amas. Now there's another halacha here, that if the mountain was walkable, which would mean when we try to calculate how high you went, the height we'll use is 10 tfachim. How far did you walk to get 10 tfachim high? If it took you 5 amas to get 10 tfachim high, that's walkable. If it took you 4 amas to get 10 tfachim high, that's a very steep mountain, and it's not even usable. So if it's walkable, then you do this havla with the ropes on the sticks. Or the other way that we're going to see in the Mishnah soon is your mikader. You have like a measurement of 4 amas, and you constantly make these measurements of 4 amas that we're going to see soon. But because it's walkable, you would do something with it. And again, we're talking about something that's less than 50 amas. However, if it's totally not walkable, then when I got to a height of 10 tfachim, I only accomplished walking forwards 4 amas. So I got to 10 tfachim high in a shorter distance, which means it's much steeper. That's not even walkable. And if it's less than 50 amas, in this Chazal were very makel, and they said you could just make an estimation and then move on from that. However, if it's more than 50 amas, forget about estimations. That's what the Mishnah says. You would go around, you'd find an area where the mountain isn't that steep, and it's less than 50. You'd make the calculation there, the 50 amas rope. So let's say that was the north, and then you'd come back down, and you'd continue, just like we said, by the fence in the valley. As long as you don't go outside of the tchum. So like the case we said, where let's say it's less than 50 amas. However, the rope doesn't go high enough to cover the mountain. And obviously we're talking about a case where the mountain is walkable. Because if it's not, remember, we're dealing with less than 50 amas, I believe, and you're supposed to just make an estimation. So it is walkable. The ropes won't work. You can't reach that high. Rabbi Dostai by Rabbi Yanai heard from Rabbi Meir that in this, your mekader, we like pierce through the mountain. We look as if there's a hole, like a laser beam going through the mountain. I don't think he said that, but that's the idea. So how did they do that? So they would have a measurement of 4 amas. One person would hold it by his chest. And there had to be 2 people, obviously, that did this. The guy in front of him would take the other end of this rope, I guess, that's 4 amas, and he would step on it. And then they would go from there. This way, they would never calculate the slant of the mountain. It would always be as if you were going straight, as per the picture below. And only in this case were we makel, bezo amr. However, in other halachas that are mamish midiraisa, like egla arufa and ir miklat, those were not makel of any of this. You had to actually calculate all of the walking. You'd have to calculate the area going up and also the area going down as well. Not like by what we're doing in Erevin, where we're just sort of calculating it as if you were going straight.